Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome in, everybody. Mark Forrest here, the Forrest Show, presented by Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. What a Sunday it was in Philadelphia. What a Sunday it was. The rain was terrible. I had to drive down to AC for the Jacob Media pregame show, and wow. Was not going fast, so don't you assume. Yeah, I got fairly new tires on the car. It was like I was fishtailing. Every other second, it felt like, so drive a little slower, still fishtail. Drive a little slower, still fishtail. And I'm like, they're going to be playing football in this. And man, did they play football in this. It's all league. Hey, look, the Phillies' magic number is one. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But the Phillies aren't just a 4-0 team. This is what hit me after the game with the Phillies, with the Eagles. Watching the game yesterday, and then upon conclusion, after I listened to the post-game press conferences and I saw Doug Peterson walking off the field, hugging his former players, and thought to myself, what if that was us with, what if our coach was doing that with other people after they just got beat? Would we be happy? No, then people would be angry. But I loved seeing Doug Peterson on the field yesterday. Loved that he got an ovation. I never doubted it for a second that he would get an ovation, but it was great seeing him hug Jason Kelce and hug Lane Johnson and hug Dallas Goedert and hug Jalen Hurts and see him and Nick Sirianni exchange words, obviously, after the game. That was a great moment. But as I'm taking it all in after the game and processing what I just watched and watching the Eagles being down 14-0 in the first quarter, and Jalen Hurts had one of the probably his worst throw of the season on that interception. Oh, it was deflected. It shouldn't have been in that spot. Double coverage and late. Nothing good happens when you're double covered, when you're throwing into double coverage and you're late on the throw. That is a horrendous idea. That was Jalen Hurts's, in my mind, no question. It was his worst throw of the season. And then they go down 14-0. And I'm thinking, all right, let's see what you're made of, boys. It's early. It's not the second quarter yet, where the Eagles are the greatest NFL team in the history of the NFL in the second quarter. And what did they do in the second quarter? Well, they absolutely dominated in that second quarter. They put up 20 unanswered points in that second quarter. And then they held their own in the third quarter again with a scoreless third quarter. And then they ended up winning the fourth quarter, 9-7. So they still, they won the game, which was great. But I'm watching that comeback, and I'm watching them go down 14-0 first. I watched the Jacksonville Jaguars have an amazing point swing from the opportunity to go up 21-0 when Trevor Lawrence overthrew Agnew down the sideline, who had the coverage beat for a touchdown to put the Eagles down 21-0. Overthrown, same possession. Trevor Lawrence goes to escape the pressure in the pocket. Whoop! Ball slips out of his hands. Fletcher Cox jumps on it. Eagles go down the other way, score a touchdown. So now instead of being down 21-0, it's only 14-7. And then the Eagles defense forces another three and out. You get the ball back. You score another touchdown. You get the ball back again. You score another touchdown. And the Eagles are up 20-14 at halftime. And I'm thinking to myself, this Eagles team is special. They just faced adversity of being down 14-0. And I know the elements are the elements, and the Jaguars are playing in there too, and in the same elements and all that stuff. And the Eagles have the advantage that they're at home, right? That's great. But still, they're down 14 points. They didn't trail this season. And then they are trailing, looking up at the scoreboard, going, all right, well, we better get it together. And they got it together. And then they win this game. And I'm thinking to myself, they're not just 4-0. 4-0 is great. 4-0 is the end of sentence. How's the Eagles season? Perfect. Like, that should be the end of it. But it goes more, it goes beyond just the record. And for me, watching this team play at 4-0, watching this defense kick it into high gear and play a lot different than what we saw how they started last season. They're actually aggressive. That James Bradbury pick, and we'll get to that in a second, but that was a result of a blitz by Jonathan Gannon. They sent six on that pressure. That was impressive. That's how you force a young quarterback into a mistake. So that was awesome. But watching this season, the way the defense has stepped up, watching Jalen Hurts be essentially the MVP of the first month of the season is pretty damn nice when you're the offensive player of the month. And I'm watching this team bounce back now from adversity like they did in this game. And I'm thinking, you know, this team isn't just 4-0. This team is special. When you see the different things that have taken place so far this season, and yes, we could all look back at week one and say that they didn't show up in the second half, but they offensively were able to maintain, and Jalen Hurts basically won that game for them with how well he played in the later stages of that game, escaping blitzes, not turning the football over. We can talk about how well they played against the Vikings, how the defense stepped up in that game, how Jalen Hurts played phenomenally well in that game. We can talk about the Washington game and how they were just great in that game end to end, basically, is how that one felt. And then you look at this game, and they had to come back from 14 down early in this game. They did what they've been doing all season long. So if you want consistency, oh, that second quarter is pretty consistent for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then their defense just takes over in the second half. And that's exactly what happened. That's consistency. That's 3 weeks in a row now that you've seen this defense take over in that second half. And that's what they've been able to do. So it's not just a 4-0 record. It's a special team. You hear the way these guys talk about one another. Like yesterday, and I'll play it for you, Miles Sanders shouted out their offensive line coach. I've heard a million running backs after a really good game, and yesterday was a career day for Miles Sanders. I've heard a million running backs after a game go, well, you know, got to give credit to the offensive line. They were there. They really stepped up. Like, that's okay. That's like, check that off the box. Make sure you thank your offensive lineman. You know, I've never heard a running back go, our offensive line coach is amazing. Like, I've never heard that before. And it's true. Jeff Stoutland, my man, pots and pans. Anybody. I would love, this would never happen, but I'll tell you guys, you guys know I love man on the street bits. I love doing that stuff, and I love watching that stuff. But I just love the spontaneity of it. I would love to take Jeff Stoutland out just to take normal average Joes and try to turn them, or Janes, and try to turn them into offensive linemen. Like, just right away, just any, like a woman on the way to work, whatever, just stop her on the street, be like, hey, this is Jeff Stoutland, Eagles offensive line. Eagles fan, okay, this is Jeff Stoutland, Eagles offensive line. All right, can he teach you how to be an offensive line person? She'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm an Eagles fan, yeah, sure. And then Jeff Stoutland, all right, here, we're going to get down our stance. And like, I would just love to see him coach someone who's never done it before. Like, surprise, guerrilla coaching with Jeff Stoutland. That's what I would call it. And I would get different people, and I would just see if Jeff Stoutland could turn him into offensive lineman. Because that's what it seems like this guy could do. You get Isaac Seumalo goes out yesterday. Asua Opeta goes up. I remember Opeta in the locker room as a guy that they just would confuse for Jason Kelsey, right? Then he goes out there and he looks like he's just been doing it all year. Now, he's gotten a lot of playing time over the last couple of years, which is great for someone who's a backup offensive lineman. But he goes out there like, and he don't miss a beat. Mailata goes down. Driscoll, you're up. Okay. Driscoll was like reading a magazine, had headphones on. Get in. Okay. Goes in there and holds his own, more than holds his own. Jalen Hurts was in pretty clean pocket a lot of the night, a lot of the afternoon. I'm amazed by what I have seen. And Andre Dillard was supposed to be in that role, and he's obviously IR'd, so he doesn't get that opportunity. You lose Brandon Brooks going into this year. You lost him a lot of last year because of injury. He obviously retired before this year. And it's like, okay. We're going to move Seumalo over there. We're going to bring Landon Dickerson up, and he's going to play. He's hurt, but he'll still be fine. This offensive line is like bulletproof with Jeff Stoutland. And to hear Miles Sanders shout out his offensive line coach for his career day in yards, career day in carries, and tying a career day in touchdowns scored, Miles Sanders, direct hat tip. You know where it goes? It goes to his offensive line coach. Sure, he credits the offensive line. But he also says when you have the best offensive line coach in the business, yeah, you're going to be pretty good. Next man up. That was one of the most impressive things of yesterday. It was really wild. But from start to finish, to get into the game yesterday, I told you about going down 14-0 and watching that throw from Jalen Hurts. I'm like, all right, this is a rainy day, so let's just kick it in. Let's get together, guys. And the defense steps up for you yesterday, causes 5 turnovers. And it got me thinking, with Miles Sanders having the game that he had, like in this game, the Eagles had 200 yards rushing. They dominated the number one rush defense in the NFL. Now, through 3 weeks of the season, but still. The number one, right? They'd only been allowed 55 yards per game. 55 yards per game. And the Eagles nearly quadrupled that in one game. So that's pretty impressive. So they ran all over the number one run defense, and then they out-took away the number one takeaway defense. That's pretty impressive, too. When he came into the season, came into this game at a +7 in your turnover differential, and then the other team only turns the ball over once, and it was that interception by Jalen Hurts, and then the team you're facing takes the ball away from you 5 times. That's pretty impressive. This was a spanking yesterday. And if I have to get into the top 5 performers I felt from this game, here they are. The Farzi top 5 post-game. Nick Sirianni. All right. Anytime you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And although Nick Sirianni still has to bring home that Super Bowl trophy, it still feels pretty damn good, most likely, to beat the guy that was there before you. And he beat the guy that was there before him. He beat the guy that they have a statue of outside Lincoln Financial Field. Side note on that. I don't look at that statue as I think other people look at that statue. I look at that statue, I see a billboard. Because it's a Bud Light statue. Nothing against Bud Light. I'm just saying, statues are to be erected by the team in honor of a moment, not, hey, Bud Light made this, here you go. Like, I just feel like that's a little weird. But nonetheless, it's a statue at Lincoln Financial Field. It's been approved by the team, so there you go. But anyway, they got a statue of Doug Peterson outside Lincoln Financial Field, and Nick Sirianni, the new head coach and the second-year coach in this team, comes in yesterday, and he beats the man, Doug Peterson. Mutual respect for one another, beautiful thing. Good for Nick Sirianni that he was able to get that W over the guy that won the Super Bowl here in Philadelphia and the guy whose job he now has, whose job it is now to lead the Philadelphia Eagles to victory each and every Sunday, each and every Monday, Tuesday. You get the deal. Thursday, whatever. So Nick Sirianni, credit to you. Love the game plan yesterday. I know a lot of people were a little pissed off about the going forward in the 4th and 3 in the 4th quarter. Why not just kick the field goal? Well, I'm not kicking the field goal because the weather sucks. I'm not kicking the field goal because Jake Elliott got ran over earlier in the game. I'd rather just go for the 4th and 3. Oh, and they got to try to get past my defense? Oh, yeah, no. Not happening. I like my odds of Trevor Lawrence taking over in his own territory and trying to get into my territory and trying to score what would be the game-tying touchdown. Because you would, let's see, 21-6, 27, two-point conversion, 29. Yeah, I let Trevor Lawrence have it to make 2 plays, 2 scores. Rather than trying to kick that field goal with a banged up kicker and horrible weather. I had no problem with Nick Sirianni going for it on the 4th and 3. Who kicked the field goal? Not a guarantee. Not a guarantee. I still like the idea of our defense being able to hold them and keep them out of the end zone. What happened in the first play is Son Reddick causes another fumble. So there you go. So Nick Sirianni, first name I'll mention. Jalen Hurts, yes. Worst throw of the season. Throwing in a double coverage late, turning into an interception. Jalen Hurts comes in at number 4 for me because I don't believe in making up for mistakes. Like I hate when I hear that from players. Yeah, you messed up there, but I made up for it over here. Like, it's like, well, you still put your team in that position. I don't know if making up for it is the right way to put it. But Jalen Hurts led this team down the field. And he led that comeback, at least the first touchdown. And he ran it up the middle and punched that ball in and got that touchdown to get the Eagles on the board. And then Miles Sanders kind of took over from there. But Jalen Hurts helped bring this team back into the ballgame. So I was impressed just to see that. And I needed to see that from Jalen Hurts because I didn't want him to put up a stinker of a game. And the numbers weren't phenomenal, but 200 yards passing
in a rain-soaked game is nothing to shake a stick at. That's pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, he had a big play with Dallas Goedert. But really, the connection with him and A.J. Brown was pretty solid throughout this game. Yes, I wish on that 4th-and-3 they would have connected with he would have connected with A.J. Brown. Threw that ball up high in a spot that only A.J. Brown could get to it. A.J. Brown got his hands on it. Defender got his hands on it as well. And they weren't able to convert the play. Yes, I'm willing to acknowledge that Jalen Hurts did not play a perfect game whatsoever, but he played a good enough game as a quarterback to help lead his team back into this game and eventually win it. So that's why I gave him a credit in this. James Bradberry, and really that entire play that unfolded, Jaguars have an opportunity to score. They're deep in the red zone. Jonathan Gannon dials up a blitz, sends, I believe it was TJ Edwards in. Hassan Reddick was in on the pressure. You have your 4 rushing linemen that were in on that play as well. And I think they also brought in a safety. So you had 6 guys rushing after Trevor Lawrence. And they got in his face. Trevor Lawrence panicked, threw off his back foot. James Bradberry flies in out of nowhere for the interception. Eagles ball. The Eagles take control again. And to think that without Avante Maddox, and man, the Eagles missed Avante Maddox in this role. We talked about it in SkyDrive with Avante Maddox, our first episode of SkyDrive, where I said to Avante, you know, it didn't click until I heard him say it, but it's like one of those things. It's just like if somebody asked you, how would you consider the nickel corner role and how it has evolved in the NFL in terms of importance? I would be like, oh, tenfold, you know, like if you asked me the question. But like it didn't click until I heard him say it in his press conference where people were like, you know, do you have like basically his aspirations of playing on the outside? And he's like, no, like the importance is at all 3 positions now. It used to be, okay, well, they got 3 wide receivers. All right, I guess we'll bring in our nickel corner now. Come on in. Whatever this guy does, the guy's not good enough to play on the outside. Like, that's not it anymore. That's a specialty role, the guy that can play that nickel corner position. Is it easier because you can still have outside help, probably over the top help? Yeah, sure. But it's still a guy that's going to be out there on the field, you know, 75% of the time. So that's pretty important. And man, they missed him yesterday. It helped him a little bit that Zay Jones was inactive going into that game. He had an ankle injury come up in practice. Doug Peterson said earlier in the week that they shut him down just as a precaution, wanted to make sure he'd be ready to go by Sunday, and he wasn't ready to go by Sunday. He was inactive yesterday, so that certainly helped the Eagles' defensive backs out that the receiving corps wasn't as good. But man, Agnew stepped up major. A guy that's usually just a return specialist, the veteran, stepped up in a huge way for the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. And like I said, if he would have caught that one ball thrown deep by Trevor Lawrence that was overthrown, you're talking about a 21-0 Jaguars lead in that game yesterday. So James Bradberry stepped up huge. Darius Slay, he goes down in this game. He leads for a substantial amount of time. So that was a huge concern. But still, Bradberry being there for that interception in the red zone was a huge play. And I do give a lot of credit to Jonathan Gannon for dialing up that blitz to force a young quarterback into a mistake. So that's number 3. Number 2. And this was tough because I don't even feel like this was 2. I feel like I got a 1A and a 1B. I feel like I got, let me say it, 2 Batmans at the top of this list. There's no Batman and Robin. It's 2 Batmans. So you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm throwing out 2. No 2s allowed. We're going number 1 with a bullet, baby. Number 1 at the top of the charts. Hassan Reddick and Miles Sanders. Hassan Reddick, over the last 2 weeks, has been the dominant football player we have wanted him to be. Not just because he's a Temple guy, not just because he's a Philly guy, and I know there's a lot of conversation after the game about, you know, he's from Temple. He went to Temple. He's from Jersey. He's from South Jersey. He went to Temple. Yeah, he played in this stadium. Yes, aware. We're all aware. But you know what was more important? Getting a guy with, 23 sacks over the last 2 years, seeing if he could bring that to the table. And, oh, it's at the table, baby. Ooh, it's at the table. If I'm Kyler Murray, as mobile as he is, right? If I'm Kyler Murray this week, I'm dropping back and I'm thinking, where's Hassan Reddick? If I'm Kyler Murray and I'm lining up under center, or I'm in shotgun right before I take that snap, I'm going to be, where's number 7? Right over there. Slide protection. Like, that's the point I'm at right now. Because he was just, Hassan Reddick will just put his hand out there, even if he's blocked, and try to break something up. Just try to get in the way of a quarterback. Try to disrupt his throw. Knowing that when the ball is out here, it's at its weakest point.
And all it takes is that you don't even do anything. You just put your hand out there and bring the ball back, fumble. And that's what Hassan Reddick has been doing. He's been getting after the quarterback. He's been winning on one, his one-on-one battles. He's been very fast off the edge. And yesterday was just another example of that. Two sacks yesterday. Two forced fumbles yesterday. Making things happen. Beautiful man. Recovering the football as well. Get cocky. Why not, Hassan Reddick? So we have finally got, now this, the fact that he's from here is a beautiful thing. The fact that he played at Temple, for me personally, is wonderful as a fellow Temple guy. But just the fact that he is producing, especially over these last 2 weeks. And I was talking to Seth Joyner at the pregame show 2 weeks ago about it. And I said, who's the guy that needs to step up? I told D-Gun and Seth Joyner, because I don't want to catch him off guard while we're doing the show. And I just said, there's a question I'm going to ask you in our last segment. Who's the guy you need to see more from? Now, at that point in the season, they were 2-0. Defense struggled in the second half against the Lions, and the defense was great against the Vikings, and they contained Justin Jefferson, but whatever. But who's the guy? And the guys were stepping up. You saw from Jalen Hurts. You saw good games from Miles Sanders. You saw a good game from Dallas Goedert. You saw A.J. Brown go off the charge. You saw Devontae Smith go off the charge. Who's the guy you need to see step up? And in the final segment, Derek Gunn and Seth Joyner both said the same thing. Hassan Reddick. They need to see Hassan Reddick step up and make plays. Hassan Reddick over the last two games has stepped up and made plays. He has been a difference maker. And that's why he signed him. That's why he brought him in. So that's what the Eagles finally got in Hassan Reddick. Finally got it. Like it's week 15. That's what the Eagles got in Hassan Reddick over these last 2 weeks. And it has been a beautiful. All right. So that's Batman. Defensive Batman. Fumble Batman? Fumbles Batman? Seven Batman? That's been Batman. That's Temple Batman. Temple Batman. And then Miles Sanders. I think, and I've thought this for a long time, Miles Sanders has been one of the most talented running backs in the NFL his entire career. Talented. Certainly not accomplished. Certainly not most healthy. Certainly not the most utilized. And that goes back to Dougie P's days, too, and the early days of Nick Sirianni. Remember that game against the Cowboys? This is a primetime game. They gave the ball to a running back twice throughout the entire first half. What the hell are you doing? But I think Miles Sanders has been one of the most talented running backs in the NFL for his entire career. Now I think he's getting an opportunity to really show that off. A little bit of a down week last week against Washington, and boy, did he bounce back. I was looking at it probably in the third quarter. I looked at it and I said to myself, well, Miles Sanders' career high in rushing yards is 131. His career high in attempts, I think, was 24. Yesterday, he had 27 carries for 133 yards and two touchdowns. He only has three other. This was his third game with more than one rushing touchdown. He's had two other games with two rushing touchdowns. Yesterday was his third. I believe he's had four games now in total with two rushing touchdowns. He's had a receiving, or excuse me, with two touchdowns. He's had a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown in a game before. This was his third game in his NFL career where he had two rushing touchdowns. That seems like it's not a lot for a guy that's as talented as Miles Sanders. Now, some of it's coaching, some of it's play calling, some of it is on him. Not being able to diagnose when he just needs to hit the hole, go for the three-yard gain, instead of, oh, if I bounced outside, I could get a 20-yard gain and tackled for a one-yard loss. Like, that's on him, plays like that. But underutilizing a guy like that is bad. I mentioned Nick Sirianni as number five on my list. One thing I didn't give him credit for was the run wasn't working in the early goings of this game, and they had a pretty balanced attack in the early goings of the game. Miles Sanders had about eight runs and was only averaging about 2 yards per carry. So it wasn't like Nick Sirianni saw that and went, only 2 yards per carry. Well, it's not working. Start airing it out. No, he was like, all right, it's a rainy day. Let me do the obvious. Let me do what you're supposed to do on a rainy day. Feed the bell cow back. Feed the number one guy. And you'll hear that from Nick Sirianni in a minute. And the number one guy is Miles Sanders. And he took it time and time again. To the tune of, once again, 27 carries, 134 yards, Miscusi, averaging 5 yards per carry with two touchdowns. He also had two catches for 22 yards. Not a bad day at the office for Miles Sanders. And he led the way. He and Hassan Reddick, if I had to give offensive and defensive players of the game, without question, Miles Sanders on the offensive side of the ball and Hassan Reddick on the defensive side of the ball.
Those two guys impressed me the most yesterday. Absolutely phenomenal performance. Without those guys, you don't win this game. That's how well they played yesterday. I do want to go back to it because it's insane to think about what we had gone through as Eagles fans in like a 6-year period. Like we go through the high, like this is what happened. We went through the high of bringing in Chip Kelly, right? And that I'm not even including that in the 6 years, but we went through that. And then with the final year of Chip Kelly is what I'm including. And it was like lighting a match. It was everything went ablaze. Deshaun Jackson's gone. LeSean McCoy's gone. Hold on, Nick Foles is gone? Really? Sam Bradford? What? And then he's gone. Doug Peterson comes in. A year later, you win a Super Bowl. 2 years later, Doug's fired. Like, what the hell is happening? And you go through like a franchise quarterback in the meantime. And then this Nick Sirianni guy comes in here. He has the press conference. It's like, I just like to ask my players if they... if they really love football, because what we're doing is playing football, and I do you love ball? I love ball. That we had to go through that press conference, like, oh god, who the hell is this guy? We fired Doug for this, and then Nick Sirianni is all of a sudden beloved by the players, flower power, the whole thing. They make the playoffs. Now it looks like they have a new franchise quarterback and a new head coach for the foreseeable future. Yeah, this is pretty wild. And Doug, to see Doug Peterson then. I said this before. It's not weird for me to see guys wearing different uniforms after they spend a long time here in Philadelphia, or they spend their whole time here in Philadelphia, and then all of a sudden they're somewhere else. That's not weird for me anymore. We've all grown up. Like, it's been a while since Kurt Flood. All right, for the young kids, if you don't know who Kurt Flood is, look it up. And it's been a long time since then. People, they change teams all the time. But to see Doug Peterson be the first guy to hoist that trophy and then stand in front of even a Jacksonville Jaguars backdrop is nuts to me. To see him walk on the field yesterday, surrounded by Jacksonville Jaguars players, as he's running on the field, realize he is getting that applause, and he stops, and he's like, yeah, okay, all right, back to you guys. All right, love. Okay, and it's great. To see how much his players loved and respected him was awesome yesterday, because it brought me back to walking in that locker room in 2017 and talking to those players that were about to win a Super Bowl. They didn't know that yet. All they knew was, the only shot they had to win a Super Bowl, no matter who went down that year, Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, whoever it might be, Carson Wentz, no matter who went down that year.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The only shot they would have of winning a Super Bowl was trusting their teammate, trusting their head coach, and trusting their system. That was the only shot they had. So they're like, all right, well, let's have some fun with this. And the guy that was the number one guy in all of it was, of course, a guy that's the white whale of the Farzi show, a guest I'm trying to get on, in Chris Long, who's the most fun athlete I've ever covered. And this team has a lot of that. I know they have not been 4-0. Since 2004, when they went to the Super Bowl in the 2004 season, and they lost. This team, as I said earlier, isn't just 4-0. It's a special team. And seeing the way they have each other's backs, so seeing how that started under Doug Peterson, and Doug Peterson was back yesterday, it really started getting those memories going again. Started the memories to churn in my brain about that 2004 as well as 2017 season, how connected that locker room was. In 2004... obviously, it was fractured the year after between Donovan and T.O., so I don't want to even go into that story. But in 2017, I have never walked into a locker room like that. Like, don't read me wrong. It wasn't like I walked into that locker room in 2017 in the early goings of that season and then immediately went to Vegas because I was like, I was in the locker room. That foul, they were going to win a Super Bowl. It wasn't like that at all. But you could just tell that the team was going to do something special, whether that be a deep playoff run. When Nick Foles went down, when Carson Wentz went down and Nick Foles came in, I wasn't one of the majority. I wasn't in the majority. Well, the season's over. No, I was like, this defense is awesome. The Eagles had the second or third best defense in the NFL, and I knew Nick Foles could at worst be a game manager. So I knew they were going to win a playoff game or two. And that's how I felt at the time. And being in that locker room, I felt like this team can at least withstand anything, whatever it might be. They won't be able to withstand if they're the less talented team on the field. They were the most talented team on the field. It might not show up on the stat sheets in their careers, but that season they were. And that's special. That was a special team. This team is special. They're not just 4-0. They're special. Seeing Doug Peterson walk around yesterday kind of started jarring those memories again. And I was like, you know, this team does have a lot of those tendencies. Look, Brandon Graham's one of the remaining players. Fletcher Cox, obviously one of the remaining players. Jason Kelsey, of course. Lane Johnson, the number of guys. But really, when you look at this roster and the way these guys like to play for one another, and the way even after Brandon Graham's walking off the field yesterday and somebody from the Eagles staff gave him the phone to record himself so they could tweet out. And he's like, all right, that's one dub, on to the next one. And it's like, man, he's not even off the field yet. He's talking about playing the Cardinals. I love that mindset. I love that mentality. And it's not just the next man up mentality. It's the next opponent up mentality. It's not let's bask in the greatness that we are right now at 4-0. It's like, all right, now let's go prove it against the Cardinals. Next. That's a sign of a well-coached team. That's a sign of a very mature team. And above all else, it's the sign of a team that is very much led by veterans. And Jason Kelsey put out what I feel was this team's mission statement right before the season kicked off, leading up to week one, when he took the microphone and he said, I hope nobody's comfortable. Because the minute you get comfortable, the minute you start getting sloppy. And maybe that's where you're looking at close games. And even if you won those close games, you're not breaking down the tape as critically as you should be. Oh, well, because we won. I'm not going to break it down as critically. Well, you should be breaking it down critically. And that's what it seems like they're doing this year. And even after week one, when they did get the win against the Lions, Jonathan Gannon, even, I give him credit for this, took to the podium or the table, whatever they have now at NovaCare. And he just said, yeah, not happy with it. They won. But he said what we all had said. Like, okay, good, they won. But what the hell with that defense in the second half? And the defensive coordinator said the same thing. That was a good sign. That was a good sign that Jason Kelsey's message, which wasn't just to you and I, it wasn't just to the media, it wasn't just to fans, it was to the rest of the team. Yeah, on paper, we look really nice, okay? That doesn't mean anything unless we take that paper, right, and we apply it to what's on the field. And so far through 4 weeks, they have done that. To the tune of 4-0. Let me tell you about my man, Steven Singer. Steven Singer Jewelers, the other corner of 8th and Walnut right here in Philadelphia. Do what I do when it comes to your big jewelry purchases. Trust my man, Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, the perfect price. Each and every day online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to walk in there, and you're going to think, oh, do I need a promo code? No. Do I need some kind of coupon? What? No. Did I miss a sale? No, you didn't miss a sale. Sales every day. Because instead of jacking up prices like other jewelers just to mark them down a couple of bucks in front of you, Steven Singer gives you the perfect price. So the person next to you isn't getting some better deal because they haggled or negotiated better. They're getting the same perfect price that you're getting. So when you show up at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, you just look at the beautiful inventory that you'll be walked through by a real jewelry expert. You sit back and relax. Don't have to worry about haggling and negotiating. You're getting the perfect price each and every day. That's the guarantee at Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, the perfect price. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Want to get into some of the post-game reaction here. First off, and I mentioned this before, if you haven't seen it yet, do I have it here? I have it here. NFL Network was able to capture the moment that Jason Kelsey got the... Okay, so you know the players do the jersey exchanges at the end of games. Jason Kelsey last week got Carson Wentz's jersey. Say that 10 times fast. And then this week, I mean, what are you going to get from the Jacksonville Jaguars? Who are you going to get a jersey from? No one. So you know what he does? He gets the game-worn jacket, the game-rain-soaked jacket of Doug Peterson. NFL Network capturing this wonderful moment after the game. This is beautiful. They're chatting it up. Jason Kelsey already asked him for his jacket. Doug Peterson can't believe it. They embrace. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not crying. Who's chopping onions? Who's chopping onions? Oh. Make a movie about this. In all honesty, that's beautiful. I'm watching that yesterday. I'm like, this is so beautiful. I'm an emotional man. I'll cry. I don't care. Anyway, but I thought that was great. And there was tons of moments like that through yesterday's game. All right, now let's get into the head coach, the current head coach, Nick Sirianni, yesterday talking about how great this win was for his defense, for forcing turnovers, and for the city of Philadelphia.
Make no mistake about it, it's about the players creating the turnovers, and good players know how to create turnovers. And Hassan, man, and I said to him and Sean Bradley and Kaiser White after the game, like, hey, there ain't nothing like winning in Philly, because they know about that, right? And they know about, especially Hassan and Sean playing here at Temple, and they're quick to tell me at Temple they had College Game Day here, stuff like that. And so it ain't nothing like winning in Philly, and I'm glad we got some Philly guys here that we're winning with.
How about that, huh? Philly guys, Temple guys, winning, everyone's winning, we're having a great time. When we say the phrase, and I always give credit to my man Trey Thomas, who was the first person to say this, you know, Philly ain't for everybody. Like, I feel like that just sums it up well, very well. And Trey was the first person to really put that out there. And he's right, Philly ain't for everybody. But, man, when you win in Philly, and here's what everyone said. Even the people that came here, played here, hated it here. They knew that if they won here, oh, man. Even if it wasn't a championship. If they won here, if they were a consistent player here, if they busted it down the first baseline, if they laid out for a pass that might have been overthrown, whatever. They did that, man, they were loved forever. So with that intensity comes two drastic opposite ends of the spectrum. And you win in Philadelphia, you're going to be loved. And right now, you're 4-0, so you're pretty loved right now in Philadelphia. And I think Nick Sirianni gets this. Also, Miles Sanders with his huge day. I loved this yesterday. Nick Sirianni brought his son, Miles, I believe is his name, up to the podium as well. And if you remember before the season, there was some conversation. There was Kenny Gainwell taking first-team reps. Boston Scott taking some first team reps. And there was some conversation about Miles Sanders potentially not being the number one back. Nick Sirianni shot that down yesterday.
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
Did you see his son's head snap around? Like, what the hell, Dad?
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
That son is, first off, son is adorable. Let me say that. And then second, do you notice the shirt? One more time. I'll show you the shirt Nick Sirianni was wearing yesterday.
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
Nick Sirianni wearing a Roxborough High t-shirt is next level class. Absolute next level class. I wanted to make sure I acknowledge that on the show. I give him a lot of credit for wearing that. And players wearing Roxborough jerseys going into the stadium yesterday was straight class. An ultimate sign of respect. And, hey, we're thinking about you. Because what happened in Roxborough was horrendous. I mean, tragic, obviously. So I give a lot of credit to the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni, and players for acknowledging that before and after the game. Big shout out to them for that. Miles Sanders being the number one back, I mentioned it, a career game yesterday. Miles Sanders after the game, I've never heard this. As I said at the start of the show, I've heard a running back plenty of times. I've heard a running back plenty of times shout out the offensive line, how great the offensive line is. I never heard them single out the offensive line coach. And Miles Sanders did that yesterday after his career day.
Next man up mentality. So, and we got one of the best, not one of the best, probably the best offensive line coach in the league. So coaching these guys and whoever's next man up is going to produce in there. So it don't matter who's in there.
I go back to Sue Opeda yesterday, and the guy just starts all of a sudden getting reps at right tackle. Right guard. And Samalu goes down late, and that looks nasty, by the way. I'm not expecting him back soon. And Sue Opeda just comes off the bench and starts plowing, you know, just plowing through. It's absolutely insane. You see Mailata go down in the early goings of this game. Jack Driscoll goes in, starts throwing bodies around. I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. I know we've talked a lot about guys like Jim Johnson, for instance, the former defensive coordinator of the Eagles. Coordinators don't have Hall of Fame spots. Well, they should. I mean, I think the next level after that is position coaches. If you're churning out guys that can just dominate, oh, man. Yeah, I think there's consideration to be had there. There's at least a conversation to be had there. Oh, but he's never a head coach. Yeah, but maybe that wasn't for him because that's a different job. That's a different job. I mean, I think it should absolutely be a conversation, especially if you've been in the game for as long as some of these guys have been in. So I think that's definitely worth a conversation. So that was Miles Sanders. A lot of credit to him for shouting out his offensive line coach. Finally, when it comes to the players, I want you to hear from Jalen Hurts, who addressed the media yesterday as well. Just talking about being in the elements and pulling it together as a team to get this victory.
We know that there were unconventional circumstances and an unconventional environment out there with the conditions of the game, but we persevered. We found a way. And this is a step for us. It's a step. You know, we've taken a step from week one to week two to week three to week four. It's all about growing and continue that climb and just striving to be the football team we want to be.
Keep on striving, keep on pushing, because this team is special. I can't say it enough. Now, go keep being special against the Cardinals on Sunday. Let me tell you right now about Freestone Farm CBD, freestonefarmcbd.com. You like CBD? You use CBD? Freestone Farm CBD should be something to use. It's good for anyone to look to take a more natural approach to whatever they put in their body, and also helps you relax at night, helps you relax after a workout. Freestone Farm CBD, they grow all their premium hemp flower in the Garden State with all organic inputs and IPM, so there's nothing synthetic from farm to jar. And after harvest, they carefully preserve all their plant compounds with a perfect three-month cure. Ah, it's fantastic. You'll love their strain menu as well. Their tropical tasting Bayox that clocks in at a chart-topping 24.1% and Super CBD, which is half Hindu.
Kush.
And 21%. Genetics of these guys are off the charts. So go to freestonefarmcbd.com. Use promo code Farsi for 20% off at freestonefarmcbd.com. How about Manscaped? Manscaped with the Platinum Package 4.0. Their best ultimate hygiene bundle yet. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code Farsi for 20% off and free shipping when you get the Platinum Package 4.0. Fellas, because you want to look good everywhere, right? It includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Nasty, but you need it. And it all comes with skin-safe technology that helps reduce the risk of nicks. So you can manscape with confidence and comfort. Plus, the ultra-premium body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, crop preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant, crop reviver ball spray, anti-chafing boxers, and the Shed travel bag. They'll help you take care of the goods that you'll be using to take care of your goods, basically, from Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com for more information. That's Manscaped. .com. Let me tell you about PHL Sports Nation, Philadelphia Sports Nation, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs. That's a PHL Sports Nation.com. You've heard me talking about the Mojo app. It is amazing. The Mojo app is where it is at. Got to get the Mojo app. Right now, you can look at some player stocks right now, like player stocks and Miles Sanders. His game yesterday resulted in a stock price rising an eye-opening 4.1%. That kind of usage that we saw from him yesterday, it's absolutely unreal. His stock certainly now is amazing, and it's priced at $11.66 on the Mojo app. I'm not sure there are many better deals than that on the Mojo app. His stock, like I said, currently priced at $11.66. Among other big risers yesterday, Justin Jefferson. Cheerio, mate. Cheerio. Lad? Whatever. Justin Jefferson, amazing in London Town yesterday. A couple weeks removed from being shut down by the birds, obviously. He's back and treading in the right direction. He's up 11%. $25.45 a share is what he's going off right now. Fallers. Javonte Williams. No bueno. We all know that. Little injury yesterday. His price falls in that 16%. Baker Mayfield. Oof. That ain't looking good. Baker Mayfield continues to fall on the share value. He's now down 3%. And this time last week, sitting at $29.23 a share. People, this is the fun you could have with the Mojo app. Players, stocks. You like a rookie that's out there, maybe one that's underrated? Buy him now. Maybe they pick up, sell him later. I picked up Kenny Pickett in my Mojo. I invested in Kenny Pickett before the season. Stock a rising. Download the Mojo app to your phone. Have yourself a good time. Also, check out Mojo.com as well. The app currently offers NFL players over 300 skilled positions, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and each stock. Each athlete has a stock on Mojo and a share price that rises and falls in real time based on the field performance, news, and anything that could really affect their performance on the field. Mojo's published guaranteed payout formula is based on objective stats, so you always know exactly what the stock is worth. Think of their underrated rookie, like I mentioned, Kenny Pickett. Maybe you invest. Mojo is available in New Jersey on iOS, but you can also just download the app and you can have a chance to win up to $10,000 in free shares of player stock. Click the link in the description for a chance to win $10,000 in free shares of player stock. Must be 21 or older and presently located in New Jersey to trade on Mojo. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Also check out Mojo.com. Let's get into our chat check. Ladies and gentlemen, see how you beautiful people are doing on this fine day. Clay. Hello, Clay. Kevin. What's going on? T-Bro. 4-0. Ooh, Blue City Empire Sports, New York Football Giants, Liberty Football are now 3-1. Blue City Empire Sports, let's go Sixers. Okay. Morning, Sean Gillespie. Nice to see you. John Cheeseborough, what's popping? Blue City, hello again. Giants, it's good to see them respond to some real adversity for the first time this season. Yeah, that's it. See, when I saw them down 14-0, I went, okay. All right. Are you done? Now go out there and handle your business. It was kind of like the Phillies over the weekend. Are you done losing? Go out and handle your business. By the way, thank you for all the people that showed me the love on my Tommy Boy meme of Tommy Boy with the little bread roll. And he's like, I massage it. And it was like the Phillies having a playoff-worthy season. And then... and that's when I blow it. I killed my pet. And I put Phillies September and October for that matter. But October, they're turning it on all of a sudden. Look at this. Magic number is one. Magic number is one. Phillies just have to win a game or the that other team that we've been following, the Milwaukee Brewers, they also have to lose one game. So the Phillies can lose out. Brewers lose one game. Phillies are in the playoffs for the first time in 30 years, I think is the thing. 30 years. Clay, I do remember this, Clay. Clay, Mark, remember when I was telling you I didn't watch the Super Bowl because I felt like I'm jinxed? The Birds are 4-0 this year, and I haven't seen any of the games this year yet. Kawinky dink? Question mark? Clay, all right, you're banned. I mean, I don't want to acknowledge it. Let's just keep it going because now I've ruined the jinx mode. I'm out. You do you. You continue to do you and do whatever it is that you feel you need to do to help the ball club. And just know that we all appreciate it. Clay, hello again. Sean, hello again. John Cheeseborough, I think we may have an issue. The rare Farzian ban for Clay. Oh, boy. Clay, I'm afraid to watch post-game highlights. No, it's after the fact. Wait, have you been watching post-game highlights? Whatever you've been doing, keep doing it. We can't mess with the good juju. You know what I'm saying? Jim Grassmeter, good morning. Can the Eagles sign Statlin to a lifetime contract? Jim, I'm all for it. I think I'm not a season ticket holder. I've never been a season ticket holder. But I think if you went around to people that were season ticket holders, be like, all right, look, can everyone give us $20? Everyone just give us $20, and that's how we're gonna sign Jeff Statlin to a longer term deal. Everyone just give us $20. Everyone on your season ticket has to give $20. I think. People are like, all right. I think they do it for 100. It would help us pay just that little more money. I think you could take up a collection for it. I'm not surprised the card. Wait, I'm not surprised. Oh, the Cardinals are not that good. Yes, you're correct. Murray, you know what, Jim? I had a similar thought. Jim Grassmeter is not surprised that the Cardinals aren't as good as football as some people would assume them to be. At the start of the season. So let's just put it that way. But you're right. Kyler Murray is going to make a handful of plays in the game that are just going to leave you scratching your head. Now, yesterday they won 26-16 over the Panthers, over the aforementioned Baker Mayfield. Zach Ertz had a touchdown reception in that game. Zach Ertz is putting together some a nice, I don't know how many games he's played so far as a Cardinal, but I would assume it's around 15. No, not 15, maybe I don't even know. I'm an idiot. Zach Ertz put himself together a nice little connection with Kyler Murray, and definitely a threat in the red zone. So yeah, Zach Ertz still going to be somebody that the Eagles have to cover. Fortunately, they know him rather well. I feel like I'm missing a lot here. Oh, John. Wow. John Cheeseborough. As a Roxborough alum, I was more than happy to see so many Eagles wearing Roxborough jerseys and shirts. That's beautiful. Sean Gillespie going back, I believe, to the days of T.O. Keep my name out your mouth. And McNabb. McNabb's the one who said that. Sean Gillespie. Sirianni's son is the opposite of him. Calm and collected. You know, I got to be honest. I'm already getting this vibe from my son, Leo. I don't think he's going to have my aggressiveness. My daughter has my aggressiveness. Lil Tuts, she's a Farzetta through and through. No question. My son. Zazzy, why don't you just relax a little? That's what I think he's going to say when he's older. Just take a breath. It works, yeah? I feel like that's what he's going to think. That's going to how he's going to say it. John Cheesebro, Avante Maddox is not allowed to miss any more games. I concur. Josiah Scott broke up one play. Good for him. Got burned on a few others. Mi Sanchez, talk of baseball. Marlins could end up being the Phillies' saving grace. Should have clinched already. I don't trust this lineup. Houston's AL best starting pitching. Very true. And they face everybody in this series. Thanks, everybody, in the chat. Much appreciated. You guys are fantastic, as per usual. I think I got everybody at least one shout-out in there. Let's go on to our... Clay, hey, Mark, the reason why I haven't watched any of the games this year is because I work until 5 on Sundays. Well, this next game is at 4. 4:20, I believe, is the Cardinals game. 4:05, something like that. So don't watch the second half, question mark? That'd be my suggestion. Morning Rush, brought to you by Sky Motor Cars, skymotorcars.com. Phillies right back at it today. They are in Houston for a 3-game series. Yes, against the aforementioned Houston Astros. 8:10 start time tonight. Phillies have to win just one game, or the Brewers have to lose just one game, or not end, not a combination of, and or. Phillies win, or Brewers lose a loss in the next 3 games. Phillies are in the playoffs. They get to start. Aaron Nola gets the start today against Lance McCullers. 2.38 ERA on the season. Nola 3.36 ERA, obviously. So it's gonna be an interesting one. Brewers, I don't think there's any more days off, but I just want to double check that for you real quick. But it's been all football for me. So Brewers are back at it tonight against the Diamondbacks, 3-game series at home, as we know. 7:40 start time tonight. So we'll see how that one ships up. Last thing I want to show you guys today, after Rasan Reddick, another 2-sack game, another 2-force fumble game. Check this out. Love this because it's one of my favorite all-time movies from Gladiator. Rasan Reddick took to Twitter and tweeted out, "Are you not entertained? Great team win." Is this not why you're here? Here, 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 here. All right. Rasan Reddick after the game. Wanted to make sure I showed you guys that. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hey, If you really like me, bonus me today. I'll be on Fox 29 talking all things Eagles, and I'm sure a little bit of Phillies as well. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. My name is Mark Farzetta. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Jim Heine produced the program. Did a wonderful job. I'm waiting to confirm. Once I have it confirmed and in the can, as we like to say, I will announce it. It's looking good that we have a special guest tomorrow. If you don't see anything from me on Twitter, then we don't have them, but we might have them for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You guys are great. Make sure you guys hit subscribe on the old YouTube button there. Jim Heine produced it. A wonderful job. This is Buzz Sports Entertainment Production. Super shout out to Buzz, by the way. Shout out to Buzz of Buzz Sports and Entertainment. Thinking of you, Buzz. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Go Birds. See ya. And go Phillies. Bye. We'll be right back.